Mitch, welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much, Andy.
Okay, good. You sound very, very enthusiastic to be on the air.
I am, always.
Okay. Good, 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 good. Now, Mitch, I want to cover, we're going to do Kevin Trudeau, the infomercial king, this segment, and then Casey Anthony and her civil suits. All right, so infomercial king Kevin Trudeau, everybody knows him from his books, The Weight Loss Cures They Don't Want You to Know About, The Food Cures They Don't Want You to Know About, they being the medical industry or they being the government or maybe aliens or something. So he's a New York Times bestselling guy. But the reason why everybody knows his face and his voice, he does these infomercials. And the reason why he's a genius is because these infomercials, they look like they're real news segments. He doesn't do the cheap, like Don LaPree, like, hey, buy my stuff. He sits down and he has somebody that looks like a Larry King interview him. And, of course, you know, this guy is a total scumbag. But for people to set this up to know who he is before we get into the First Amendment rights, because he's been ordered to pay a $37 million fine and he's been banned from infomercials unless he puts up a bond, I want to talk I want to play this clip and let people know who Kevin Trudeau is. So let's do that.
The Federal Trade Commission and the Food and Drug Administration basically are on the payroll of the drug companies. I write books. These are not my cures. I traveled 5 million miles, Skip. I interviewed over 5,000 real doctors all around the world who are curing every disease without drugs and surgery.
So he travels all around the world and people cure disease without drugs or surgery. So, you know, this guy is like a snake oil salesman, bottom of the barrel, but that's the infomercial business, right? And so he goes on TV and says all these claims, which are dishonest, and then the government comes after him. And then tell us what happens next. He has to pay a massive fine. But the reason, Mitch, I want to discuss this with you is that they're not allowing him to do any more infomercials unless he puts up a $2 million bond because they think that he's so dishonest that he has to put up this money because he's going to have to pay future penalties because he has no regard for the truth. Mitch, let's walk through this case. Go ahead.
All right. Well, one thing that we need to know by background is that there had been a prior case by the Federal Trade Commission against him for false advertising several years before. And the Federal Trade Commission and he entered into a settlement agreement to resolve it. And because it was a federal agency, that's turned into what's called a consent decree, which becomes an order of the court. It was an injunction that they agreed to that limited what he could do with his infomercials. And all of our listeners, all the listeners should know, because we discussed before that while you have a First Amendment right, it's something that you can limit or eliminate completely by contract. It's something that you can contract away, and that's what he did. And what happened was 2 years ago it was determined that he violated the consent decree 32,000 times. I imagine that's by the number of broadcasts there were. And so what the court was doing was considering both what the penalty was going to be for doing that. It was $37 million based on the number of books that were sold.
By the way, $37 million worth of books, he's running a pretty solid business.
Sounds like it's a pretty solid business. I guess you can make a lot of money if you can say whatever you want.
Right. Well, and except me. I say whatever I want, and I'm broke. All right, go ahead, Mitch.
You got a briefcase full of cash when you took this job.
Yeah, they were dollar bills. Okay, go ahead, Mitch.
And then in addition to the $37 million, the court issued an order that said if you're going to make any other infomercial of any kind, you got to put up $2 million ahead of time just in case you violate the law so there's a place to hit you for damages. And normally that would be a real issue for the First Amendment, but it ties back to this consent decree to achieving the original goals.
Okay. Mitch, I totally get it now. So the reason why I was thinking that it was a violation of his First Amendment is because he has to put up a bond of $2 million if he wants to do infomercials. And to me, that's the federal government saying, hey, if you want to do infomercials, you have to put up $2 million because you're so dishonest that we're going to basically consider you guilty before you do an infomercial. But what you're saying now, I understand, is that as part of a prior settlement, he legally contracted away his First Amendment rights and agreed to this. So now I totally get it. And I look, this guy is obviously human scum, and he lies to people, especially people who are looking for cures. And look, Steve Jobs thought he could take a vegan diet and beat cancer. The only way you beat all these diseases, you take modern medicine, you get chemotherapy, you take vaccines. I'm a big believer in science, and this guy's anti-science. So, you know, we know that he's going to rot in hell one day. And speaking of rotting in hell, let's quickly, we only have about a minute and a half, get to Casey Anthony. She's facing two civil suits, Mitch, I want to run by you. One is from Equisearch, the company that helped look for little Kaylee Anthony, the two-year-old girl that went missing and, of course, that was murdered. And Equisearch spent over $100,000 looking for Kaylee. They're suing Casey Anthony because they're saying that Casey Anthony knew that she lied to police. And then also Zanny the Nanny, who